topic for today is the nature of the mitzvah to give zorah l'chayan v'kevet hakohen. We know when you protect an animal, so there's a mitzvah to give certain parts of the body of the animal to, as a gift to the kohen. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim begins his set of halachos discussing the 24 manos kohuna. And he writes, it's a source, the 24 different types of matanos given to kohanim, the kulan, for Rosh and Torah, they're all explicit in the psukim. And then the Rambam tells us, if you skip a line, he discusses the various types of matanos, he breaks them down. Shmona matanos mehem, ve'ein ochlin esan el kohanim, elam mikdash. There are eight that are only eaten in the mikdash, the sinim in the azar, in the actual base of mikdash. There are five that have lesser level of kedusha; they can be eaten by the kohanim in Yerushalayim. There are another five that are only given in Eretz Yisrael. There are five that are given in Chutz La'aretz as well. And then the Rambam continues to skip the line. Mine shmona. What is the eight that are only eaten in the base of Mikdash? Chatas and asham and etc. So these are korbanos. Then move on. The second next category. If you skip every move on, it's a new pattern, new halacha. Mine the chamish ainu nechaling of Yerushalayim. Chazav v'shok certain kachim kachim kalin. Vamura ben atoda vamura ben elazir bikurim. These are eaten in Yerushalayim. And then there's Kohanim Kuna given to Eretz Yisrael in general. Truma, the Truma's Meister, Achala, Vishlosh and Kodesh. Here's interesting. He tells us there's some eaten in Eretz Yisrael, whereas the ones in Yerushalayim and in Mikdash certainly had Kedusha, the Korbanos essentially, or quasi Korbanos, the Kurim, the question nature. The ones in Eretz Yisrael, some are Kadosh, like Truma and Chala, and then some are Chulin, Voracious Agaze, these are chulin. And then the Rambam continues, "Umehen chamesh zochim kol makom." There are five that the Kohen get everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz. Hamataros, which refers to the zrah l'chayin v'keva, pinin aben, petach hamor, v'gez v'ger, v'charamim, v'chamish shatan chulin l'chol davar. So the Rambam here makes a number of distinctions. Makes the distinction in different categories. You have some are kohuna, there are 24 of them. Some are kodesh, some are chulin. Some are in Eretz Yisrael, or mikdash, let's say. Some are in Yerushalayim, some in Eretz Yisrael, and some are even in Chutz La'aretz. So what does Ram tell us about the manos zorah l'chayin v'keva? That they are what? Both defined as chulin, and they're supposed to be given from any animal, even if an animal is shafted in a chutz la'aretz, the hem is chulin, you shaft it, you're supposed to give certain parts of the animal, the zroa, right, the l'chayayim, and the keva, right, these are given to the kohen. Okay. Now, the Gemara here, in verse number 2, chulin kufal min alf al beis, states explicitly that this is indeed chulin. Kol davar shu b'kedusha, so let's say a Yisrael shechta animal. He's not interested in giving the manos kohuna. He doesn't want to fulfill his mitzvah. So the Gemara contrasts, Yisrael doesn't want to give chala, where we say, listen, you don't give the chala, we won't force you to give it, this kedusha, as opposed to the manas kahuna of zroah l'chayim v'keva that ain motzi no son. So it's clear in the Gemara's formulation that the matanos ain lahem kedusha, as opposed to chala and truma that has kedusha. So it's very clear these are matanos don't have kedusha, and we just read in the Rambam, they fit in this last category of things that are given in Chutz La'aretz and have no kedusha. The Ramban Al-Tar also emphasizes this fact. He's discussing why the mitzvah of Zroah L'chayim v'keva is given only at the very end, of the Torah and Sefer Tzvar, not earlier. So he claims that in the Midbar, they didn't have Shita Chul. This is the fact of the Chulin in the Gemara. Chulin is in the Midbar, every animal was always offered as a korban. And you only were able to partake from meat if you brought a shlamim and you ate the chelek that goes to the kohen, to the pilot. Or they had Shita Chul in the Midbar. That is made of the Gemara. He's assuming they had no Shita Chul in the Midbar. So he says they didn't have it in the Midbar. It wasn't mentioned until they were on their way to Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's only mentioned at the end of the Torah. Ah, he says the Rabban, there are certain mitzvahs that are mentioned earlier. The challah and truma are also only in Eretz Yisrael. That are mentioned during the Sefer Bamidbar, as mentioned earlier. So he explains, verse number 3, Afal pi shenosan lo shan hatrumas v'bikurim she'inu hagim el v'aris. Even though the Torah discussed mitzvahs that are not only knowing in Eretz Yisrael earlier in the Torah, hatam ki sham hizkir kol shenosan lo kodesh ki gam hacherem kodeshu. They're complete chulin. Amen. Zulasi mitzvahs matan. It's just a chiyuv to give the kohen these gifts, but there's no kedusha at all, and therefore there's no need to mention it earlier. Apparently, the criteria for mentioning something early in the Torah is either if it's knowing, or even if it's not knowing, there's some kedusha aspect to it. But things that are only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, and if no kedusha, are only mentioned at the end of the Torah in Sefer Devarim. Okay. So it's very clear, both from the Rambam and the Ramban, and really from the Duke and the Gemara, that the concept of giving the calling, the Zerol, the Chayami Keva, is a matana of Chul. But, Yesh Ba'ayin, what's the nature of this Chayav is? Is it just a way of giving money to the calling? The calling didn't work. Just like if you're in Kolo, you don't work, so the community supports you, they send, give you a Kolo check. So the Kohanim, the Levim, didn't work. So the Kohanim have certain matanas that are given to them because they work at the Beis HaMikdash, so they get the check, the support from the general population, and that's the point of the Zerah HaKhayim Kehi. But essentially, just a salary. Or is it possible that the giving of the Zerah HaKhayim Kehi represents a certain form of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Don't forget that you check the animal, and you're about to eat into it. What do? You right away give these parts of the animal, which, on some level might be the nicest part, essentially, the chayav, certainly includes the tongue, which is a delicacy, not only today, but also, in those days. So maybe it's a form of Nesina Lashem. Right? Don't forget the Gemara tells us in a number of places there's a concept of Kohanim Shluchei D'Rachmana Nidu. It's a Mechogash. Kohanim Shluchei D'Don, Kohanim Shluchei D'Rachmana. What does it mean, Kohanim Shluchei D'Rachmana? It means that the Kohanim, when they sacrifice the Karbanos, they represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen is really the representative of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And when you give something to the Kohen, you're really giving it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't actually give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Give it to the Kohen who represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, if we're called upon to give truma, or challah, or bikurim, what are those things essentially about? They're about giving reishis Hashem. You recognize, you work very hard, you have an orchard, and you're about to stick your teeth in the first fruit. What do? You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you give it to the Kohen. Why? Because the Kohen represents the Kohen Baruch Hu, and you recognize everything is in the Kohen Baruch Hu. Called reishis Hashem. You work hard, you make challah, and you make bread, and you take off the first amount and give it to the Kohen. Kolvashis Lashem. Truma, same thing. So, it's possible to view the Matana of the Zerah HaKhayim Keva, although there's certainly Chulin, but it's possible to view them as being a king of Rashis Lashem. The concept of Rashis Lashem exists, like I said, by Challah, by Truma, by Kurim, which are Gedolei Karka. This is by an animal. It's actually an interesting question if an animal has been a Gedolei Karka in certain areas of Halacha. The animals are sustained through eating vegetation, so that's why in some areas of halacha they're actually called gedulei karka. Also, I think the Vidraham says they were created from the ground. The Vidraham says that they were created from the ground in Maisa Brachos, so therefore they didn't have gedulei karka. But the chakira I'm really trying to present here is clear on one hand that they are Chulin Gimurin, but Yesh L'ayin isn't just a Chov Mamoni.
Either that he owes the Kohen money, again, probably because he serves in the Beit HaMikdash, or is it a kiyum of reishis l'Hashem, before you stick a teeth into the animal, you give, you know, a certain part to the Kohen, who represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a form of recognizing that everything really is indeed from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's the nature. Yeah.
Can you explain the first shayin?
The first shayin is the pashtus, that, you know, the Torah wants to take care of the Kohen. So they gave him 24 manos kohuna, and it's a way of supporting the Kohen. This is pure chulin, because it's pure support. You give the Kohen a carbon, then, okay, also, it's not just support, it's also Kohanim also, and Bavin Ischatrim, there's some, you know, religious element to it. Even Truma had a religious element to it. But this is just a pure paycheck. The alternative shot, you know, even this, which is chulin, has some keel of Reishi Slashem. That's, I think, more of a chidush. It's not the more obvious side, it's more of a chidush side. And that's what I want to analyze today. Let's count with this marker. So the Nachmanides here and the sheet are pretty straightforward. The first question is the reason. Why does the Torah ask us to give Matnos Zero L'Chaim V'Kevim? The Rambam says more Nevuchim, V'Kachu Ha'inyan Atzmo, V'Lekichas Ha'Kohen Zero L'Chaim V'Kevim, Ki L'Chayayim Yireishis Kupas Ha'Chay. L'Chayim is the, you know, the first few parts. The Zohar Hu Yamin, the Zohar is the right hand. The Gam Hu Reishis, Mashav Efaselas and Aguva. The Keva Reishis Kolak Kakarev. So he says, oh, this is the choicest part of the animal, and that we have to give to the Kohen. Now the truth is, if you continue in the Rambam of the Mordechuchim, he actually ties it into the fact that we should become people who are more altruistic and less selfish. By giving away things that are nice, we'll become that type of person, which isn't connected necessarily to the idea I was developing of Reishis Hashem. But it's interesting, the Ramban al-Tara quotes the Rambam, and he takes it in the way I'm presenting it. In the Ramban al-Tara, in Bar Mirchet, he says like this, Ki reishis b'kulam yidnu l'mer sharis elyon l'chvodo. You give, you know, the reishis to the Kohen l'chvodo. The cover of who? The cover of the Kohen, who I think really represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe there's a key, I'm calling to understand. This is the question of Tom. What's the reason? So here we have, you know, the Rambam, the Ramban, the din of Reishis Hashem, of, you know, giving the choicest part. The Gemara has a different reason. The Gemara says in Chul and Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis, Doshei Chamuro Tayu Omrim Hazroa Keneged Ayad, Chin Omer V'Yigas Romot V'Yado, V'Chayim Keneged Tfila, V'Chin Omer V'Yam V'Pinchas V'Yipalel, Kevim K'mashmo, V'Chin Omer V'Yisra El Kovato. So Pinchas HaKohei did an act of kana'ut by killing Zimri and Cosby, and in Schar for that act, he was given Zohar Chayim. That's how Chazal understands it. Rashi brings it al Torah. But essentially, if you look at the Farshim al Torah, there are other explanations offered. So, for example, the Ibn Ezra there, he says al derech pshat. He Ela Tobi Mishar Abbas, this is the best, isn't explaining why. Then he says, Adaf Drash, that since the Kohanim do the Karbanos, you want to give it to them, you know, as a salary. Ki Kohen Hu Ashokein Ashlamin, has Zroa Tchar Zroa Vashrita, since the Kohen Shechs, again, here's something we have the Shechs, but generally Kohen Shechs the Karban. Vel Chayim Tchar HaBracha, Vakeva Tchar HaBadik. Okay. Different understandings in the Rishonim, but the Gemara, Rashi El Chumash says it's just a question of schar. He did, you know, Pinchas did an act, a heroic act. So therefore, for all generations, he gets, you know, this portion. That's the kind of sounds like it's just a regular, you know, salary. Whereas if you say the function of giving it to the Kohen who represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shari Zalia, maybe it's a more significant thing of giving it to the Kohen, you know, who represents Kadosh Baruch Hu, and thereby you recognize the whole animal is really a gift from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything you have is a gift from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. The second ask, Amina, how do you look at an animal that is that the matanos were not taken? Behema shamlo kurma matnoseh. The matanos weren't taken off. Today, unfortunately, the reality is that the Kohanim don't generally get the matzah.
you know, the halacha is the animal is kosher after shechita, and if the person who owns the butcher shop or, you know, I guess the slaughterhouse wants to give the matanis the coin, he can. But for many generations, the minhag was not to give it to the coin. We'll see later that maybe chutzar is affecting us the need to quite the sum. But even in Eretz Yisrael, you know, I'm a Kohen, nobody offered me an Israel kind of kippah. The kashrus organizations don't require that the matanos are given. They just require that the animal shaft the problem, just like when it comes to the maizrus. You know, your mafra is maizrani, and then the anim don't necessarily get the maizrani. The food produce is kosher once the fresh is chal. Whether or not the manufacturer, you know, the producer, wants to actually give the maizrani is his decision. Again, ideally should, that's the mitzvah, but the food is kosher regardless. It's the same thing with matanos. The animal is kosher even if the matanos are not given. So what is the din of a behemish lahur matnaseh? So the Gemara says in Kuf Lama Beis and Lachul in Amar of Rav Barachana of Yochanan Osir lechol behemish lahur matnaseh. Rav Barachana says Osir to eat from such an animal. Amar of Barachana of Yochanan kol ochel behemish lahur matnaseh ilu ochel tfalin. So that's the kavasi. The Gemara indeed has a daya that if you eat from a behemish lahum seah, it's not actually like eating tevel. Not like eating tevel. But the Gemara says, let's tell us the kavasi. So Tosus there comments that when it says kilo ochel tvalin, mamish, matano tefina nesina nesina mitruma. So there's a daya that's mamish like eating tevel. Just like by truma, you know, if you eat tevel without the hafrashas truma, would be an iser. So too, if you eat animal, doesn't have frasha of the matanos, so then it's pack an iser of tevel. Like I said, we don't pass him like this. The Gemara says, "Let's have the sukkah say." But I think this might be totally on the like here. If it's a question of pure mamonos, you owe the kohen salary of sorts, so get the issue. But there's no iser of tevel, right? So ein iser shel tevel. But if you assume that the function of Rishis Hashem, it could be that until you actually give the matanos, there's an issue of tevel on the behemoth. And it's inappropriate to give, to eat from the animal, shelo horma matnoseh. The truth is that today, I think some places are quote unquote mahader to the fakir lechir, just like you give a bechor, let's say. You give a bechor born, you're stuck. Or in the Kodesh. So what do? They sell, you know, the Ubar Sagoy, you know, in order to sell part of the mother, they have a whole mahalas to obviate the chiyuv. So you could theoretically do the same thing with the Matanas Kahuna. You can like sell part of the animal, you know, it's a Kohen or a Sagoy, and therefore, you know, circumvent the chiyuv. It could be some places to do this. I'm not really aware of what they do in the stock houses. I think in Chutzlars they're just, you know, are knowing that they assume it's not knowing the Chutzlars. And it's still, you know, it's more of a, it's obvious that there's a Chiyuv. I'm not really sure what they do in the mice. There isn't so much Shkita here in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the Shkita is in the Chutzlars. There is some Shkita in Eretz Yisrael. You know, there's a lot of Shkita in Ophos, but Ophos obviously don't have the royal kind of case, right? It's always like the Hamas. Okay. Next up, Kamina. The question of Chutzlar. So this is a Mishnah in Chulin Kuflamet. Hadrov l'chayay mekeiva, nohagin ba'aret, uva Chutzlar. It's an exclusive Mishnah in the Kuflamet in Chulin. But the Gemara in the Kuflamet Vav, according to one Girsa, seems to indicate that Rabbi Lai argued. Source number 10, Kuflamet Vav, Matani Amr Rabbi Lai, Matanos ain't nohagin el ba'aret. The Matanos only applied it to in Eretz Yisrael. The Oroch HaShulchan here has a discussion about it. If you look at source number 11, so they're going to show you how to paskin. Kasev Rabbi Noah Beis Yosef, Matanos Nohagas B'chol Mokom. Beis Yosef passes like the Mishnah that applies everywhere. Vizev Das Rashi, Vitosvos, etc. They apparently thought that the Gemara of Kufa Mevav is is not the Halach. The Rashi, Tosos, right? Avagad the Amorai, Messina, Shinazim, Matanus, Vavel, Chazap Rashi, Avagad the Chist, the Chutzar, Tavi, Loyafina, Mihacha, the Matanus, Hagas, Tosana, Zed, Aina, Noak, Alma, Kara, Vilai. So apparently there's a question of the Halacha, Vilai, the Chino Hagin, Kala Olam, says the Rosh Hashanah. The minute Chutzar is not to give Matanus, We call it Mishim Mishirot Litin Yochal Litin. So Lamech Nekiyura. It's not, you know, a chumra that's not warranted. Yesh Mechatzidim Hashem Ma'isa Shemahadrim Lechayim Tzvazu Gam Chutzlaret. Vigam Anira Isi B'Yam Yaldusi L'Gadol Echad Shekodem Haregel Hayakone Daka V'Shachta V'Nasan V'Tanos L'Kohen V'Ani Levi V'Imi Yecholti L'Kaima V'Ashrei Enosh Yaas Tezom. So he says he's a lady, he can't do it, but he says, Ashrei Enosh Yaas Tezom, he thinks it's the right thing to do. He said, Chavetz Chaim thought that it was appropriate to Mahfish Zerah L'Chaim Keva, people would give him, he was a Kohen. When they would give him the Zerah Chaim Keva, apparently he would say it's kosher or gelt. He really deserves this. This is, you know, appropriate mitzvah to fulfill even the chutzlaret. But like I said, the minute chutzlaret is not to be concerned with it. Here in Israel, it's certainly a chiyuv, and I think they try to circumvent the chiyuv because, you know, to give away that amount of meat is kind of expensive. Doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. They say when the Ger Rebbe came to Eretz Yisrael in the 20s. He shechted a behema, which is like a yontif in Yerushalayim, shechted a behema, and he gave the Zerah Chaim Keva to Rav Kook, you know, out of respect to Rav Kook. So there are certainly people who are behind the mitzvah, but even in Eretz Yisrael, they usually try to circumvent. Anyway, we have a debate here, Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes in the Rishonim, if it's Noah Yechutz Laretz. Is it Noah Yechutz Laretz or not? So I thought maybe we could be totally on this Chakira. What are you telling us? If it's a question of a chiyuv of mamaros, so it could be that Sheva Kahuna is not a kai in these monetary gifts. So it might apply in chutzlaret as well. But if it's din and reish l'shem, so you know it might very well be limited to Eretz Yisrael. Truma and Bikurim and Chala Midoraita, you know, are no way only in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it's a din and it's no way only in Eretz Yisrael. Suggestion, but not Bukhrach, but I think it makes some sense to say that. Another Navka Mina. Do you say a bracha when you give the Zerah L'Chaim Keva? You know, after all, it's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, so should you say a bracha? So, generally, we do mitzvahs to say brachas, and indeed that's what the Sefer Okech says, so number 13, that when you give Rishis Ageis or Truma, you should say a bracha. But the Rashba in the Tshuva, quotes the Yosef ibn Palat, he says you don't say a bracha. Any Yisrael nosim mishaloh, ela mishal Hashem yisbarach, zacha otan lekohen, v'mishulchan kavoa kazachu. Says the Yosef ibn Palat that you don't say a bracha when you give the Rashis a get, to the Kohen, because you're not giving anything. It's Mishulchan Kavoa Kazach. It was really given by Hashem Baruch Hu to the Kohen, and you're just like a shliach, if you will, to hand it over to the Kohen. So, I think essentially what's going on here is that there's debate as to whether or not this is just pure Mamonos, and therefore you say, listen, it's pure Mamonos, so say a bracha, there's a mitzvah, right? You should say a bracha. But Rav Yosef ibn Palat is saying, no, this is Reishis Hashem, and therefore, I mean, it comes a little bit backwards, because I think by Truma, you do say a bracha, right? Don't you say a bracha if you give Truma to a Kohen? Not sure, maybe not. I'm not sure. The way he's presenting it here is that you don't. What's he say? Shashem Yisbarach Zacha Kohen Mishulchan Kavoka Zacha, so you don't say a bracha. Okay, I have to look this up, but I think you don't say a bracha when you give Truma to Kohen either. And he's saying this is like Truma, which would fit very well with the understanding that it's been Reishis. Okay? Right. Now, who should you give the Zerah L'Chaim Keva to? Can you give it to any Kohen? Or should you just give it specifically to a Kohen or to Talmud Chacham? So the Gemara says in Chul Nafkuf Lamed, verse number 14, Damar Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar V'yochanan Minayin She'in Nosim V'matan L'Kohen Am'aretz You shouldn't give it to Am'aretz Shnemar V'yomar La'am V'yoshu V'shalayim Nosit Menas Kohanim V'muzim V'man Yichzeku B'Torat Hashem Kol Machzik B'Torat Hashem Yesh Lo Matanos She'in Amachzik Ein Lo Menas. If you give it to the Kohen, because the Kohen does what? He is Obin Hashem in the Mikdash. So therefore it's appropriate to give it to the Kohen. you shouldn't give it to Naam Ha'aretz. But the truth is, there's a steer in the Gemara, because the Gemara is not Kuflam and Dalit and Aleph, there's no steer in the Kol Yishuv, you really can give it to anybody. So I think some might also fit well with it. If it's a question of Chiyuv Mamon, Shevet Kohuna was Zohar and Chiyuv Mamon, so you can give it to any Kohen. If it's in Rishis Hashem, could be the point is to get the Kohen who represents the Kosh Baruch Hu, the Kohen who really indeed is Shluchei de Nachmana. So to give it to a Talmud Chacham, it would be appropriate, a Kohen Talmud Chacham. Given the Kohen Naam Ha'aretz, it's a bit of a contradiction. It's Rishis Hashem, but you're giving it Naam Ha'aretz. What's he doing? He's going to do with it. He's going to fret. He's not going to use it for Avodas Hashem. He's not going to use it, you know, in Avodas Hashem. Okay. Just briefly, a number of another few Nafkaminas, Gemara Kuf Lam Gimel Beis speaks about a reality where you're giving some of them matana. So let's say you have a shutuf in the zrova, but not in the lechayayim, or vice versa. So the Gemara seems to indicate that you can give one and not the other. Amar v'huna shutuf v'rosh, pata v'na lechi. Shutuf v'yat, pata v'na zrova. Shutuf v'nimayin, pata v'na keva. So theoretically, you can be giving one and not the other. It's not a package deal. Each one of the three matanas are independent. And the Kiryas Sefer, and Rabit, and the Pirush of the Rambam, so he comments, the Imhaya Kohen Shuta for Rosh or Zerah Bekeva, Efshar Zechai Vidarais is Masha in the Kohen Shuta Spo. So he says that the Kohen is the Shuta in the Rosh, so there's still Chiv Darais on the other Matanas. So Rambam is in the three independent Matanas, on the right and left. And Minchas kind of questions this. He's not sure if this is indeed the case. It's the mitzvah, maybe it's a package deal. Throw all the chayah in the cave, and if you don't do all three, maybe there's no mitzvah at all. Not sure, hefetesi, it's really a chayah d'oraisa in such a case. So, I think it could be telling the chayah as well. And if it's indeed a mitzvah, reishis Hashem, you know, you might say it's like a package deal. But if it's a question of mamaros, so the kohen is the shutuf in the rosh. So give the cave, the shutuf in the cave, but give the rosh. Meaning it's not necessarily, you know, a kiyum mitzvah of reishis Hashem, it's more of a moment of chiyum, you have to give manas kuna. So if one of the matanos is mufka, because the kohen is the shutuf in the rosh, so you won't give him the chayayim. But the kohen, you know, is not a shutuf in the cave, so give him the cave, etc. Another nafkamina. What about a safek? What's the din if there's a safek if there's a chiyuv? For example, chusaf. If there's a chusaf, if you're a safek, focus if you're chayiv. So do you have to give in the case of a safek? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the chulich of Ramadan and Ralph, it's a safek potter, amuti mechaveir olvarayim. A safek is potter. So if this is a din mamonos, it makes perfect sense. Safek is potter. Safek mamonos. Amuti mechaveir olvarayim. If it's a kiyum of Reishis Hashem, it's a little hard to understand why a safek is potter. You know, l'charei, you have to give Reishis Hashem. So even if it's a safek, you have to do some explaining. You know, you can say that even though it's a kiyum of Reishis Hashem, it starts off as a moment of chiyum, some type of formulation, some of the middle ground, to account for the fact that safek is a potter. How do you eat the Zorah Chaim Keva? Last year, during the program, they shechted a sheep, and they gave the Zorah Chaim Keva to the Kohanim. So we actually got one of the, I forget which one we got. I think they gave us the Lechaim, I think. So, yeah, there's actually chicken. It's not going to, it's exciting. So they actually, when they did it, they had with Shutzpah. They got very chipped in, so like they made a tonight that the Shutzpah doesn't apply to the Rosh and the cave, because they didn't want to feel the chiyuv. So the question is, how is to eat it? So the Gemara says in the Chul Nachul Lama Beis, Kedera Shem Alachim Ochlin. You have to eat the Kedula, you eat it with matzer, the Moshcha. You eat it with a certain sense of kavod, a certain sense of malchus in some level, the Moshcha, the Kedula, etc. But the Sefta explicitly says Chulin test base. Hamatash Ein Kedusha. I feel the mocha and the chavim. I feel no son of make halbo. Ein behem el mitzvah kahuna bilvav. So the Sefer says you can feed it to your dog. So again, this question I think also could be told you. If it's just pure lavana, so we give you the drawa, feed it to your dog. It's actually not very tasty. I guess, what do they make from this? Like, trial, I think it's called? You can, like, make some things out of it. Like, if you're a little, like, people who are, like, senior citizens, they don't know what it used to taste like in Europe. But I don't think, I think it's illegal, actually. There's all these diseases in the season. Anyway, the mice, the system says you can feed it to your dog. If it, I think it makes good sense, it's a pure momentum. If it is generation of Hashem,
Oh, they just Hashem, it's called Chela Hashem, like by Truma, maybe you have to eat it with the Chardol, Kederach Shavu Lachim Olchem, etc. Right, since we can't eat Truma today, so then we can give it to our behemoth. But if you could eat Truma, then you have to eat it with the Gdula, you have to eat it with the Mashkan.
It's only designed there where the truma is tmeya and there's nothing to do with this, so you're allowed to dispose of it. But this, you don't have to be tarred to eat rachis to eat Tzorah HaKeim. So therefore, the party should eat it, you know, with casual. So when they gave it to us, they told us to eat with casual. I don't want to go near it. Anyway. No, of course, it's a mitzvah to receive it. I don't know if you have to, you know, look it up. I'm not sure. My wife ate it. Okay. The last half minute really a whole discussion. It seems like the chiyuv is on the tavach. Meaning, let's say I have an animal and I take it to Donnie to shech, and he shechs. So now what happens? So the kohen, okay, if I have an animal, my animal on a kohen. So let's say, you know, Reuven, your own animal, takes it to Donnie to shech. And now, the Kohen comes and he wants the Zroa. So, whose responsibility is it? Is it the Bailin? Is it the Shofei? That seems to be the base. The Gemara says that Hadini Metavach. You have to, the Tavach, the Shofei is the person responsible. It seems like the Shechita is part of the Mechayiv of the Chiyuv Zroa and the Kevin. So, but the one says, for example, a gear that is this guy after the shechita is cut from the matanah. You own an animal, you haven't shechted it, and then you're this guy. So you don't think you're this matanah stuck calling. It seems like the shechita is the time that creates the chiyuv. If you have a ben pakua and you shechted ben pakua, there's no chiyuv. Why not? So there's no chiyuv shechita on the pakua. There's no chiyuv shechita, there's no chiyuv matan. The shechita is a mechayiv. That's what's seeing, that sort of emerges. If it was a pure momonos issue, it's hard to understand why the shechita is the mechayiv. I mean, lechara. Lechara is momonos, so this part of the animal belongs to the kohen. If it's in Rishon Hashem, when you shecht, the first thing you do when you shecht it, you give it to the Kohen, so the Shechita is the Mechayiv. I think it might be better, the fact that Shechita is the Mechayiv, it might be better with the consecration of Hashem, as opposed to saying a pure moment of Shechita, although it's not Mukhrach, and there's really more to see. So we get to what we saw here was A, the fact that there's different types of Matas Kuhuna, and that the Matanas and Zorah and Keva are not Kadosh, they're Chulim. But we analyze even within these chulin matanos, is it just a pure moment of chiyuv, or maybe there's some type of key of reish l'Hashem by giving the Zorach and Kev, it's the coin, we show that everything is from Kosh Baruch Hu, the coin represents Kosh Baruch Hu. And we've got seven or eight naftaminas, nine really, to the question of how this might be affected, you know, by this chiyuv.